Good evening, folks. You're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Tonight's broadcast is the Ohana Luncheon, where I spoke. You're going to hear my talk at the Ohana Luncheon on the island of Maui. It's a big deal there. Very famous happening. And this occurred in 1991. So listen very carefully, and you're going to see that absolutely unlike many of the rumors that are floating around out there that somehow I've changed my tune over the years, ladies and gentlemen, that is not true. This was recorded in 1991. It's on videotape. If you want to order it, you can. I'll tell you about that tomorrow night. But tonight, you're going to hear my talk at the Ohana Luncheon on the island of Maui, Hawaii, 1991.
The purpose of the book is to convince you to do this and to do this. But something is turning around. is my house, but this house has been entirely within an inner church of the truth. You can see the difference. But together, maybe we can drive a better ride. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wayne Cooper.
Thank you, 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 Mr. Wayne
the parents of 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 the par To happen
To have primitive press, to have those documents,
Let me, I tell you that the world is so much different that we have danger of rendering our own extinction in as little as 100 years. This has been the number one major result of the last 20 years of my research, which began when I saw these statues of Baphomet's past and that whole idea when I was on the intelligence briefing team with Planet Chief of the Liberty Fleet. I saw then that there was resistance of the world's super government. I saw then that the intelligence community did not really work for the Constitution of the United States, but for the United Nations toward the formation of a one world economic and social order, which was called the New World Order. The fact that came to being in 1980, when a secret treaty signed by Ronald Reagan came into force. And the sense was signed by 89 of the signatory countries who had blackmailed, coerced, or forced into signing the treaty. Some who didn't sign were the Paris. That's what really happened to Marcos and Charles Rainer. Not what you've been led to believe. Right. They said, screw you from the New World Order. And they're no longer in. Margaret Thatcher also said, screw you from the New World Order. And she was no longer the Prime Minister of England. It's time that we get very serious. There's a population problem in the world that's being ignored, poo-pooed, laughed at. I listened to the King of Idiots, Rush Limbaugh, a major, consistently say that there's no population problem. You can take every single human being in the world and put them in the state of Oregon, and they would each have a half of the city locked to riverfront. But Rush, how you gonna feel? Look at all the trees that they need for the paper. And for all the other things, the roof, the houses. Look at all the cows for the leather, the shoes. What are you going to do with all that sort of waste and the toxic chemicals that were coming into the environment every day? It's just because we knew about this back in 1957 when they had a secret meeting in Huntsville, Alabama. And projected into the future what the future was going to bring. And they projected that by 1990 the population would double and that we would be in deep trouble. I get news for you, too. And I got another news for you. And you can see it in the analogy to you, but everybody thinks it's going to stop. It's not. The population will double again in 28 years because it's an exponential doubling. Every doubling gets shorter and shorter. And after that doubling, we will need twice as many trees, twice as many animal hides for leather, twice as many steaks, twice as many cars, twice as much water, twice as many homes, twice as many roads, twice as many new cars, twice as many animal ranches, because we won't be able to fit anybody in the world. Twice as much glass, twice as growing on and on. That's what you get the message. And after that, the population will double again in a year of 24 years if something isn't done. Now, these people start back in 1957 beginning to take action to try to do something. They developed birth control bills. They instituted the philosophy of zero population growth and tried to make it popular, but the public ignored it. The population doubled right on time despite every single thing that they attempted to do, despite the education of the public that they attempted to bring back, because she was playing with the most primal instinct in man and woman, the instinct of the drive to reproduce. And when it comes down to that point, nobody thinks about what's the right thing to do, because the logical brain is not working anymore. The animal brain takes over. And what God gave us to reassure the preservation of species rules the body of that time. So they began over the years when they found that the education wasn't working, that the birth control wasn't working, and that all the other things that they attempted wasn't working. They set in motion methods to decrease the population on a natural basis. And AIDS was one of those methods. I don't know if you really heard that, but it's the best truth. AIDS was developed in a project called M.J.N. Army of Fort Bridget, Maryland, by the Special Operations Division and the Department of Defense Cannabis supervised by the Center on Intelligence Agency. Dr. Lee, we really believe in the story about the Ben Matthew and Africa. That was Ben Matthew. It was just a consistent through Africa, including some diamonds, and spread it to the rest of Africa. Literally millions of Africans spread Africa AIDS at exactly the same time. And I have to tell you right now, the continent for Africa is doomed. In the first 15 years, there will be not one man or woman left alive in the whole continent. This country is a
death.
It is spreading in this country at a very rapid rate, much more rapid than any of you would believe, and much more rapid than you've been told by the federal government. The figures are much too conservative, and they are wrong with representatives, too. The villages in the United States are such cities, and the Hepatitis B research project is conducted by the Centers for Disease Control, whatever cause it is, within the Hepatitis B vaccine. In Africa, there's a smallpox vaccine administered by the World Health Organization. Now, that doesn't mean that the people who administer the vaccine do anything about it. They're given vials, and they're told the vaccine is people, and that's all they know. This is a method of making sure that the population problem does not permit us to extinction because the regular populace is not adept at identifying what's happening. This has happened. This has happened. But I'm going to tell you that the cure for AIDS was developed before they ever put it into the population. But I will do it. When you develop a biological warfare agent, you always develop the cure before you ever use it. And anyone who's ever done the military can tell you that that's absolutely true. The cure will not be allowed to be used until the population reaches the desired levels. So the man would have to be the cure for everything. Everything. In 1917, John Dewey said this in a speech to the Imperial Japanese delegation headed by Mike Nakashima in New York City. 1917. For the best of us, may all humanity together in one world government endure in war forever with beings who were attacked by some other species and some other kind. A report from Ryan Magnus was written in the early 60s. The plan is outlined to be a tremendously wasteful space project to defend the Earth from invasion and some other species from some other kind. In other words, to take the place of the French industrial complex, because our economy has always been and always will be fueled by a war footing and is going to replace it by something else. All the nations of this world have always existed as an economy based upon war, and that is what drives the rulers to be back, and that is what drives economies to go on. The Soviet Union was created by Wall Street bankers and London bankers. The illusion of the Cold War is what has driven the economy without the United States actually having to go to a tremendous space war. And smaller wars have substituted for the big wars of the past. As you notice, no war has ever resulted in territorial gain for either side since World War II. They've been totally controlled. Even our last ruling in the United States, we're not supposed to. We're supposed to fuel the economy with our breath. And you were supposed to enjoy the fruits of that fuel. And keep us running in the future. Unfortunately, the drive comes to us like now, where the only thing that we can see in the future, those of us who are doing this legitimate research, is an imminent total collapse of the economy. Because they cannot drive us to war anymore. It doesn't work. If you say, what about the Iraqi war? Go around and ask people that you know what about the Iraqi war and see what answer you get. Because we were approved for the war, but nobody's fooled now. Even though they became this country, Roosevelt tried to go over, as Bush originally said. Roosevelt, Saddam Hussein, continuing into Saudi Arabia, as Bush said next. It wasn't about that, as Ben Bishop said. It wasn't about Mrs. Grisham, which was the primary answer that we were doing. President Obama. It was about establishing who the president and international law, that the urban concept of sovereign nations was valid forever. And that the United Nations, as the authority, moves throughout the world and can pass a resolution and send troops, a police force, to enforce that resolution. And George Bush said it very well, as he said, and I quote, no longer can any nation stand against the will of the United. He said it all in one sentence. We were already responding as a nation. It is just now being made known to the public of the world, the Constitution, for all intents and purposes, is already in the trash can. And I believe firmly that that's the trust that's been building itself for many, many years. But I believe that most of what we're seeing now, in the last few years, is the manipulation of the power structure, using the technology that they either come up with themselves, have gotten from some other source, to try to create the externalness and the consciousness of America and the other nations of the world, so that we'll be willing to give up whatever it is we have to give up to face that threat. And come together in one world to power the end of socialist regime. I'm amazed that nobody in this country or any other country, when they begin to have a new world order, they ask what they have done. It was 6 months before anybody realized. 6 months. It's incredible. And after going around the country for several years now, what I'm finding are not aware, awake adults. I'm finding a nation of ignorant children, and I'm concerned about that. You see, I care more about this nation than I could ever express in words or in writing. Because I am one of the few people who realize what this nation really is. It's the first nation in history ever founded under God, ever. It's the first nation in history in which men and women have truly become free. Throughout the history of the world, and even today, in any other nation on this earth that ever existed or exists today under the United States, everyone born has become a man. We are the only true free people who have ever lived on the face of this earth. Our Constitution and our Bill of Rights were a combination of all men's struggling and efforts to come up out of the dirt and out of the cave and stand upon his own two feet and walk in a state of grace, in a modern state of grace, under God, responsible unto himself, a divine king, sovereign in his own right, with the government as his chattel servant. Never happened before. And we're about to let it go by the fact. Because we take it for granted and really don't understand what it's worth. Our country resides in the document called the Constitution of the United States of America. Most Americans don't even have a copy of it, don't know what it says. I would venture to say that there may not be even one person in this room who can tell me what the Third Amendment is. I would venture to say that many people in this room don't even know what the Fourth Amendment is, unless you've already lost it. So he's wrong. And you know it's wrong because you don't even know. And that's sad, because the Fourth Amendment is the right to protection against unreasonable search and seizure and the right to habeas corpus. Which keeps the thing from knocking on your door, dragging you out in the middle of the night, throwing you into a dungeon, and keeping you there forever without a charge or a trial or information of any kind, simply because you don't have the practice of whatever it is. That's what Haiti's purpose is for. Now the police can break down your door in the middle of the night, come in and ask you to help you, come in your home, search your entire home, break out all your walls, tear up your couch, tear up your mattress, look at everything, without a search warrant. If they think you're going to raise the stakes because they didn't find anything, all they have to do is just drop one little pouch of dirt in your house. Now they can confiscate your home, your car, your bank accounts, every single piece of property that you own, and action that under that within 24 hours. With no court order, and with no recourse, with with no trial, or not even charging you, just on the grounds of the time you were passed at a bill. This has already been ruled by the Supreme Court. Most Americans shouldn't be too concerned about this, but she should be, because it's been set up for the police state of the new order, which is coming right down the path. I don't even like to come someplace as nice as this and tell you things. But I have to tell you this, there is good news here. There really is. If we can wake up, there is good news. Because we are on the precipice right now. Right this very moment, we are on the edge of the cliff. And everyone is going to be asked to make a choice in the near future. And the only thing that ever matters, every time, is what choice you're going to make and which way you're going to go. And we will continue to go against the oppressive slavery, sacrificial system of debt, ruled by a computer. I will set man free forever from tyranny and make a conscious evolutionary jump in our collective consciousness and stop all the terrible things that we've been doing to each other throughout history.
Both of us
for the President of America's service and giving the title of veteran and permanent senior living to pass that test. For approval. Because the purpose of veteran exercises is to make the business working as your partner so that you don't have questions and that you will perpetuate it to this time. I heard my mother say when I saw Abraham Benson, she had promised this fact, smiled with this fact, that they would never send their children out to commit the same mistakes that we have committed. After many nights, and soon after I left them, they looked to me as they unhappy. So to my rafters. Four? Man, 4% of America? That sort of person in the right year? For those who have been abused, I saw on television, and back in the room, I lived with them, was on one of the same thing. Do I actually believe that that represented America? Did you know that there were over 3,500 major demonstrations against the war across this country and none of them were sharing their vision? You didn't know. This should tell you that you're being manipulated on a grand scale, an act of which you can't even conceive of. You are the times, and times will still happen. Tonight, I'm going to be going into much more detail on all of these things. For the people at tonight's lecture, I'm also going to show a 47-minute documentary which I put together, which will show you exactly who shot President Kennedy and why. You'll see with your own eyes the assassin killed our president. And this has been repressed, kept pending all these years, and you could assume that this is easily understood by. All of you can, and that's out of here, with a different view. A life and a work. And you need that different view to help us stop what's coming down the pipe. To help us stop the decline into slavery and help us rise into a state of bliss. Nothing can ever save us from our thoughts, you see. We don't be told that the promise of the new world order is no more time, no more work, no more hope. But those of us who are a little bit wiser than most know that that's a deception. Because it is the nature of man to lie and steal and rape and pillage and war and fear. It is within us, and that is the real secret of the beast. That's the secret of the sphinx, the beast of man. All of this hides the nature and the very depths of the secrets that the men would call themselves, the secrets of guardians, the secrets of the ages, the secrets of silence, who have kept this knowledge from the populace and used it to manipulate us for many, many years. Nothing in this world, nothing will ever change until we fundamentally change our own basic nature. The message of Christ is that it's your choice. You can choose, but you have to choose. Those of us who are on the cutting edge of understanding what the world is all about and what the future can be, need to help the others, because some people can make this transition, and if they do, they're going to survive very well and send you a wonderful place to live. Those who cannot will not be allowed to survive. When Paul Madden populated the earth, Neanderthal man did not continue. He left my message. And those simply present to take it in the way you wish, the attempt to be destroyed. Thank you very much.
Good night, folks.
bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Amy Crew and Allison. I love you.
To the Hour of the Time, I'm William Cooper, according to William Jefferson, Clinton, the most dangerous radio host in America. Now you know why. Don't miss tomorrow night's broadcast.
When the boy in your arms